What followed were 10 days more challenging than any I could have anticipated, and also more rewarding.
Well, I'm here naked, and that's the truth, and so are you, and it's okay to remember that it's okay to really feel it, feel every little bit.
Hello and welcome back to the Getting Naked with Nate podcast. I am your host, Nate Maingard. And if you are looking for some very focused and intentional episode that's going to change your life, change your mind, change your world for the better, this might be that episode, but it also very well might not, because I do not have a plan. It is Thursday. This podcast episode is due out in just very few minutes' time, and not a few minutes, a few hours' time. And I've got therapy in an hour and a half, so I got to get this done. But I figured, who knows, maybe you're out there and you're thinking, damn, I just really want to hear Nate's voice this week, and I'm so looking forward to the next episode. And if you're that person, then this podcast episode is for you. It's just me showing up and saying hello and telling you some stories, whatever comes up, and just sharing the experience of myself. And perhaps it lands in your heart, in your soul, in your mind, and then you are the exact person that this is for. Fantastic. What a gift for us both, for us all. If you'd like to let me know your thoughts and all those things, as always, the show notes are at nakedwithnate.com. And thank you to Elena, who left an incredibly epic voice note last week. It was so cool. I love that you used that feature. Please keep using it. To anyone who's listening, go to nakedwithnate.com/voicenote or hello. It's either one of those, or just nakedwithnate.com, and then you'll find the voice note button somewhere in one of my posts, one of the episodes, because it's just so cool. It's the weirdest thing with podcasting is that I'm talking to my computer screen right now, and my lady is off in the distance laughing at the random shit that I'm saying, and I don't know who's going to hear this and how it's going to land in your world. So if it lands well, then let me know. I would love to know that. And yeah, I'm probably gonna play a few of my songs this episode. I thought that could be kind of fun to just throw in a song or two, because what is life without music? And I also thought that I would share a little bit about this crazy wilderness course that I've been on, this wilderness survival course, which has inspired quite a challenging internal wrestle that I'm currently experiencing, in that the intention that I've set for myself in the last while has been that I want to get outside more. My job currently keeps me inside most of the time. My job being making music and my podcast, which doesn't actually pay me yet, but being an online creator, making videos and sharing live streams and making music and all of those wonderful things that I really deeply care about, because I believe in them. I believe in what I'm here to share. I believe that it helps people, and I know that it helps people based on the feedback I've received. And so I got to choose my career, which I think a lot of people don't get to do. People just slide into whatever shows up and they get by, you know, waiting for that day when retirement comes, and then are often too unwell and tired to enjoy the retirement. So I am one of those blessed few in the world who has managed to somehow carve out a little space for myself and be able to make my time my own. And that is a massive privilege. I'm super grateful for it. And it's also not really been working for me in some ways, because I spend so much time sitting in front of a computer screen, and I spend a lot of time alone and indoors. So yeah, so my big intention has been, I want to get outside more, and I don't know how that's going to work. And then Carly and I, if you don't know, Carly is my beloved, and Carly had heard about this epic wilderness survival course, and she actually wanted to get the people who run it to come on one of her retreats. She runs The Wild Love. If you haven't checked her out yet, you should definitely check her out on Instagram, The Wild Love Co, or just wildlove.life. She is doing very cool stuff. She does women's retreats and empowerment retreats and rewilding and all these kinds of fun and epic things. And she found out about these guys, and then it turned out that retreat that she wanted them on wasn't happening. So they were like, well, why don't you come and do our wilderness survival course? We have this 10-day thing. We've never done it like this before, and you could be our first. And so I saw that. I thought, well, that sounds fabulous. And I signed up with Carly. And what followed were 10 days more challenging than any I could have anticipated, and also more rewarding. We'll get to that just after this little song.
Twilight fell. upon the darkening road, I found myself again alone. Street lights went out by one, by two, by three, and I reveled in the shadows that had grown. Oh yes, I reveled in the darkness I had known. Times I knew that the dance I danced was anything but new. Still I had seen him watching me, that old man in the moon, and I thought, hey, well, what else can I do? I'm here to dance, I'm gonna dance until it's through. Desert of this broken afternoon makes me wish I packed my wrestling costume. Yes, the jester is all dressed up as if he was a loon. Have you listened much to what it is he's doing? Oh, there's such method in the madness of his tune.
That was Everything Is Not What It Appears, which is the fifth and final track from my upcoming mini album release called Echoes. There is only about a week left of the pre-ordering that you can do. I will put the link to that in the show notes. Otherwise, you could type in nate.live/presale. And is there a quicker way to say forward slash? I often wonder that. I think there must be a, but just slash forward something, just like one short word. Anyway, whatever. If you want the music, there are a limited amount of posters and CDs. I will at some point be printing more, but for now, I've printed a very limited run, and most of those have gone to the people who ordered in the pre-sale and supported the original crowdfunder. So if you want to get the posters, there are four custom designed posters. They are stunning, by a friend of mine, with the lyrics on them. There are also CDs available with the names of everyone who supported the crowdfunding campaign printed on them. So yeah, I'm very excited about that. nate.live/presale, also in the show notes. And that song is the song of the jester. I don't know if you know this, but often in sort of dramas or in stories, the jester or the fool is a character who kind of acts silly and out of the ordinary and does things no one would ever do and is very like, oh, who's that strange person? And often that person is the one who says the wisest, most important, critical pieces that, for example, King Lear by Shakespeare, he has a fool, and the fool is the one who tries to tell him some of the very important things. If he only paid attention, his journey would have been a lot more straightforward and less complicated and painful. Anyway, that song is kind of about that, about being the jester and just looking at life as this dance that we're here to dance, even though we're not exactly sure how it's all meant to go. And we don't know who's playing the instruments or what the song is about, but we're here and we're dancing, and that's kind of it. Which brings me to, in a very roundabout and unexpected way, 10 Days in the Wilderness with Nate Mangard. We are getting naked with Nate. We arrived at this bush camp, which was run by this lovely man, Herman, and it basically was on his little farm, and he was teaching us how to, what happens in a wilderness survival situation? What do you do? How do you survive? How do you maybe not thrive, but at least get by until you can either rescue yourself or be rescued by someone else? I don't think I realized how intense it was going to be. I don't know if anyone who came did. There were six of us on the course, and we spent the first 5 days in this little bush camp on his farm, just learning basic survival, advanced survival, fire making, bushcraft, all these different things. And then we spent 2 nights, we drove for 5 hours out into Machubus Kloof, which is this beautiful wild area up in South Africa, up in the northern parts of South Africa. And we were left with our group, all six of us, for 2 nights to survive alone, making shelter, trying to find food, purifying water, keeping the fire going. And by that point, we were already pretty exhausted from the 5 days of training on the farm. And then we did another 2 nights of solos, where we each had our own camp. Then we had to make our own shelter and our own fire and try to find our own food. And we didn't find much food. Food is really hard to find in the wild, I have since discovered. One of the things I would recommend if you're in a situation like that is prioritize warmth and shelter. So if you can make a fire, make a fire. If you can stay warm, stay warm. And so a fire enables you to then purify water, and you can survive pretty well with water for quite a long time, because finding food is super hard. I mean, maybe if you're in the tropics and there's just mango trees everywhere, you'd be all right. But my experience in this little jungly kind of South African jungle was that we really didn't get much. We found some river crabs, which were not at all appetizing. I ate a grasshopper, which actually just tasted like nuts. But again, a tiny little grasshopper. And those things are literally evolved to escape from predators. Trust me, when I'm already tired after days of not eating much and getting no sleep because it's cold, and then trying to chase grasshoppers through the grass, it's not a good energy thing. And I actually realized, for me, the big thing was realizing that energy becomes the currency, because any action I want to take is going to use up a certain amount of energy. And so is the potential reward enough that it warrants me risking losing energy that I can't get back? And so some of the simplest things are, you know, if I know I can make a shelter and keep myself warm, that's a guaranteed win on energy. I should definitely prioritize that. Same with making a fire and getting clean water. So that's kind of a brief thing of what the wilderness thing was about. But what's been interesting about it since is how I'm feeling, in that now we have the opportunity to actually work with Boswa Survival and to have work that takes us outside and doing cool stuff in the bush and being nature people more, you know, more aligned with nature. And I'm terrified. I'm excited. And it's everything I could have asked for. But I'm also really worried, because I feel like it means I have to let go of some of what is really precious to me, which is, well, this podcast is one of those things, and also my music, and just it's a change. It's like, it's not part of the identity. It's not something that I've given time to or attention and energy to. And so it's scary. I know that on a practical note, it doesn't mean that I have to give up my work as an artist, as a creator. And I also, I don't know how I'm going to balance it all. And that's scary for me. So what is it that they say? There's something like, the things you want lie beyond your fears, or something like that. In which case, this is probably an indication I should dive right into it, because it's definitely bringing up a lot of fear. But it's also bringing up a huge amount of excitement, because, oh my gosh, to actually be able to make money from teaching people how to be outdoors and how to be resilient. Because that's one of the big things I learned on this wilderness course. Aside from anything else, whether or not I ever get into a survival situation where I have to actually, you know, make it through and get rescued or rescue myself, I know now that my capacity to handle is a little bigger than I thought it was. As an example, he took us through a hypothermia test. So where we went into a dam of, you know, into water at night and sat there for a while in a controlled and safe environment, feeling what it feels like as the body cools down and as the water starts to feel colder and colder and we start to shiver, and how do we conserve energy? And at the time, I wasn't particularly excited about it, but it also gave me I made it through. And the same with the 4 nights in the jungle, 2 of them with other people, 2 of them alone. they all, you know, that what, the first night alone when I built my little shelter and it didn't really insulate properly and it didn't keep me warm, that night was one of the top three, probably the top three worst nights I've ever had in my life in terms of just discomfort and shivering myself awake time and time and time again. But I made it through and I learned and I grew from it. And I realized, wow, I actually have capacity to handle a lot more than I thought I did. And I think that's something we have lost or are losing rapidly in the Western world, where we try to make everything so safe that we're actually making ourselves weak in a way, you know, like where our immune systems, our physical bodies, our minds, our spirit, our capacity to handle discomfort is being lessened. But it also lessens our capacity for depth and for joy and connection and really like getting the real juice out of life. Because I don't know, but I can't imagine that we came here to just have a cushy, smooth ride. I don't know that that's what life is meant to be like. And somehow we are forgetting the power that is intrinsic in us, that our bodies are super. They have the capacity to do incredible things when combined with our will and with our knowledge and our ability to use tools and to create. I mean, it's phenomenal. Anyway, so I feel very inspired by all of that. And I'm super excited to definitely try. Carly and I have committed to doing some work with Bossoir starting in 2020. And we've kind of found a way, you know, that we're not throwing in too much of it all at once where it feels like suddenly we can't do anything else, but at least taking it on part-time and seeing where it goes. Who knows? It could even improve the depth and the breadth of my creativity. I mean, I felt very creative out there. I wrote some things that I was very pleased with in my little journal. And here I am talking about things here. Maybe these things are of value to some other people. So it's also that thing of coming back to faith and trust, trusting in the great flow of energy that is everything that exists, that is infinite, that is whatever you want to call it, the universe or God or whatever name feels safe for you, even though no words are big enough to describe what that actually is. And maybe through me doing that work, it'll give me the capacity to do more of this work, of this speaking and connecting with whoever's listening and whoever needs to hear it. So who the fuck knows? I'm here and I'm doing the best I can. And I'm sure you are too, which is wonderful. So let's have one more song before we part ways for today. I feel very proud that I have actually sat down and recorded this episode. I didn't know it was going to happen. But yeah, enjoy the song. I'll see you on the other side. Thanks for getting naked with Nate.
If I woke up floating on the ocean, I'd be hoping, because hoping is a remedy. Combined with arms, I'm blessed to have to swim me. In faith, I'll find the shore. I am one of those who share this hopeful worldview. Love is all we have. We have nothing we can lose. Let love out and let love in. Let love play. Left by her, I trusted. My heart was busted, but now it's reconstructed. And larger thanks to scars that stretched it wider, wider, wider than before. I am one of those who share this hopeful worldview. Love is all we have. We have nothing. Those who share this hopeful worldview. I am one of those who share this hopeful worldview. I am one of those who share this hopeful worldview. That love is all we have. We have nothing we can lose. Let love out and let love in. Let love play and let love win. Let love out and let love in. Let love play and let love win. Let love out and let love in. Let love play and let love win. Let love out and let love in.
Let Love Win is another one of the tracks from my upcoming mini album release. If you are one of those people who uses streaming services, as I am, if you're on Apple Music or Google or Spotify, then you can get a hold of that album when it comes out on the 21st of December, which is cool. I think the pre-sale goes like where you can, you know, on Apple Music, you can click that you want to get it when it comes out. I think that pre-order opens up on the 1st of December. Not exactly sure, but if you want to get your sweet little paws into that sooner, then you should definitely go to nate.live/presale. There are some exclusive things there that won't really be available for much longer. Very, very short, in fact. And you can download a few of the tracks early and good things like that. So yeah, this has been another episode of the Getting Naked with Nate podcast. I have some epic guests lined up. I'm chatting with Johan Hari, who wrote the book Lost Connections. I'm also chatting with an indie sex worker, a friend of mine named Lily Labau. She's phenomenal. I'm also chatting with the holistic psychologist who has blown up in the biggest of ways on Instagram this year. She went from something like less than 100,000 followers when I started following her earlier in the year to well over a million followers within a very short space of time. And she's helping a lot of people because she's a doctor of psychology and she has a kind of, she's coming at it from such a human, relational, trauma-oriented, it just seems so effective and functional to me compared to a lot of talking psychology. So she's coming on as a guest very soon. So I will keep mixing the podcast up with these kind of journalist style where it's just, or journal style where it's me sharing my stories and my songs. And then I also have the ones that are specifically about a song where they're the story of a song. And then I have the ones with guests, which are very cool. I have, yeah, several guests lined up to record with and very excited to get that into your hands and your heart and your mind and all those places. So thanks again. Oh, I just remembered, Elena, if you're listening to this, thank you so much for that voice note. I know I mentioned it earlier, but thank you so, so, so much. And for the review on iTunes. Speaking of which, if anyone wants to leave reviews, please do that. It would be super cool. Whatever app you listen on, otherwise you can just go to nakedwithnate.com/review. And that'll take you, I think, to iTunes, which is where most people listen anyway. So if you want to leave a review, it makes my day so much. And Elena, I think I will play your voice note in next week's episode. Because I didn't get to it this time and I want it to be at the beginning anyway. So that's that. If you want show notes, then go to nakedwithnate.com as always. You can also get all my past episodes there and all those things. That's also the best place to leave a voice note, to see the link to where you can sign up to become a patron of this podcast. I don't currently make any extra money from doing this podcast. It is absolutely a labor of love. I get so much out of it. I love doing it. And I also obviously need financial support to move forward. So I am looking into sponsors for the podcast. And if you want to sponsor it directly and make it a community supported experience, then go to nakedwithnate.com, click the link for Patreon and join that little tribe. You also get epic downloads of unreleased music and of my recent album and of all kinds of cool things that aren't really available anywhere else. So just know that that is a good place. I often do extended versions of the podcast episodes as well. This time I'm just doing it as is because I don't have time to edit it any shorter. So it's this is what everyone's going to get. That is it. I feel so grateful that you who is listening is listening. I don't know who you are or where you are or how you are or who you are or what you are. So if you want to let me know, then please do. Go to nakedwithnate.com. Send me a message at the Say Hello page. Send me a voice note. Send me a text message. Leave comments on my episodes. Leave a review. Tell me who you are. Tell me what you're feeling. Tell me if you'd like me to talk about anything or chat with anyone in particular. You're amazing. I really appreciate you. Thank you for getting naked with Nate. I'll see you next week.
Well, I'm here naked. And that's the truth, and so are you, and it's okay to remember that it's okay to really feel.